is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1913, recorded on Thursday the 30th of June, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. After this recording, you will find a new edition of Chatterround. Our own magazine recording, Chatterround, hasn't been around for a while, but this week it's back, and you'll find it at the end of this recording of Chatterbox. This part of Chatterbox is read by
Alison Aplin
and Brian Clark. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature, which this week tells us about a place with a medieval chapel, the remains of a piggery, and great views of Norwich. But first, some stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Thursday the 23rd of June was a dramatic day in Norwich, and not only because of a vote that was underway. The city was hit by torrential rains that caused major disruption and left many residents, including this week's editor, so wet you could wring them out. We will start with two articles on the floods, the first pleading that Norfolk County Council speeds up its drainage improvement plans. The second article highlights the amazing disruption that hit rail services to Norwich. Then we will hear about a different flood hitting the city, a flood of kittens. And that will be followed by a flood of complaints about overzealous parking restrictions at Earlham House Shopping Centre. But first, the reactions to the results of the deluge.
Please do not let this happen again. That is the message from across Norwich area, after numerous homes and businesses were damaged by flooding. Torrential rain on Thursday, June the 23rd, saw almost 50 millimetres fall on the city in just half an hour, turning roads into rivers as drains struggled to cope. People were left to pick up the pieces after homes, businesses, schools and even churches were affected by the rising water levels. There are now calls for Norfolk County Council to speed up its planned improvements to the drainage system in and around the city. Work got underway in May to improve the infrastructure in Cousins Hardy Road in Preston. The funding from the Department of Transport came after more than 100 properties around the city flooded last summer, causing £2 million in damage. At present, the local authority has outlined draft plans, identifying where the new drainage systems need to be assessed. They include Helston, Old Catton, Sproston, Thorpe St Andrew, within the Norwich City boundary.
Commuters have spoken of their frustration after services ground to a halt on the Norwich to London line due to flooding. Services were either cancelled or delayed for 18 hours because of torrential downpours which flooded the tracks at Manor Park in East London. Joe Moody from Long Stratton gave up on his attempt to get from Diss to London by train because of cancelled services. Fred Dustin from Norwich was waiting around for hours for his wife, whose train from London was cancelled. He said, "There's nothing anybody can do about the weather, you've just got to be patient." But Joe Zhu, who is visiting from China, said, "My train from Ipswich this morning was cancelled. In my country, trains are never cancelled for heavy rain, at least not in my experience." Hundreds of people took to social media to vent their frustration, and at one point, Abellio Greater Anglia reported that they were receiving up to 27 messages a minute about the problems. One Twitter user, Ben Rumble, criticised Abellio's advice, saying it's pointless telling commuter crowds to only travel if necessary. It's called work, considered necessary by most. Steve Hooker, Network Rail Area Director for Anglia, apologised for the delays. He said, "Unfortunately, the flash flooding and sheer amount of rain has overwhelmed the drainage systems, and water levels rose above the rails, which meant it was unsafe to run trains." The first train of the day to run from Liverpool Street to Norwich left at 4:30 p.m. and limited journeys continued until late in the evening. The A12 and the A13 had problems with flooding and heavy congestion, hindering bus replacement services.
A feline baby boom has seen a big increase in the number of kittens abandoned across the city. Cruel owners have dumped litters in boxes beside the road, leaving them dehydrated, hungry and motherless, according to a local RSPCA branch. The problem, sparked by the spike in births during what is the peak season for cat pregnancies, has left the RSPCA Norwich and Mid-Norfolk branch at Cossey inundated with new arrivals. The main reason so many kittens are in need of homes, this is the time of year dubbed by shelters as kitten season. Chloe Martin, Deputy Animal Welfare Officer, said, "Unlike dogs, cats roam, and when they are in season, the females are more likely to fall pregnant. But this is not just kittens in need of homes. The centre is also looking to dozens of older cats who have lost their homes for various reasons." Miss Martin added, "We are looking for any people who are able to give our cats and kittens loving, caring homes, who can offer everything they need."
An 85-year-old woman is standing firm in her refusal to pay nearly £700 in charges for alleged minor parking violations at a Norwich shopping centre. Wendy Newton Fenbow is one of many shoppers angry at the charges imposed on motorists using the car park at Earlham House shopping centre. Now, a petition has been launched by Green Party councillor Denise Carlow calling for the private company responsible for monitoring parking and the centre's owners to take a more reasonable approach. Norwich South MP Clive Lewis has also stepped in and accused National Parking Enforcement of being overzealous in its actions. A special report by the Evening News finds that shoppers claim they have been hit with £60 to £80 worth of charges for a variety of minor offences, including car tyres touching white lines or for stopping briefly to drop off items. A spokesman for the NPE said the parking regulations were decided by the centre's owners, Belgold Properties, who did not wish to comment.
It is said that he who climbs Mount Fuji once is a wise man, while he who climbs it twice is a fool. But cyclist Ollie Blackmore is throwing caution to the wind, as he hopes to tackle it no fewer than 25 times. The 41-year-old from Norwich is aiming to set several world records when he takes on the challenge next week. It will see him ascend more than 150,000 feet over a 9-day period as he travels up and down Japan's tallest mountain by bike. During that time, he will be at the mercy of its unpredictable weather conditions as he attempts to complete it during the typhoon season. Mr. Blackmore, who lives on Park Lane, said, "Last time I did a challenge in Japan, I faced all sorts of problems. I had a crash, mechanical problems with my bike, and got lost. It was a nightmare. But every day I came through, and the motivation to pull through is what kept me going. I have no idea what challenges will be put in my way this time, but I will tackle them with the same gusto." He is taking on the challenge to raise awareness for more than 6,500 for the Dolphin Project, a charity dedicated to ending the animal slaughter and exploitation. Mr. Blackmore, a managing director of a digital agency, completed a 2,316-kilometre cycle challenge around the country last year for the organisation. This time he's hoping to set the world record for the most ascents up Mount Fuji on a bike in 9 days, and the fastest ascent up all four roads climbs on the mountain in 24 hours. During the challenge, he will carry 15 kilograms of kit on his road bike in preparation for the harsh conditions along the way.
When Chris Barnard walked into work at Kettle Foods 27 years ago, he was one of a handful of staff working in the corner of an old shoe factory. The hand-cooked crisp maker, now based in Beauthorpe, was in its infancy in Britain and had yet to become a household name. But now, after helping to transform the way families snack across the UK, selling 3.7 billion bags of crisps from 947 million kilograms of potatoes, Mr. Barnard has decided to let someone else step into his shoes. Retiring to spend more time with his wife Virginia, 4 children and 5 grandchildren, the 69-year-old chef who lives in Catfield is handing over the reins to Phil Hovey, aged 31, who joined the company 8 weeks ago. "It's been a fantastic job," said Mr. Barnard. "It was amazing from day one, when it was the first time people had ever seen a big bag of crisps. When we asked for 99p for it, they thought we were mad." Mr. Barnard has been with the company through change of ownership, top-level management shake-ups, and a fire in 2005 which damaged the factory. After staying on beyond retirement age, he has now reached his final day in the kitchen. "It's time for a younger, fresher pair of eyes to bring new things to the company," he said. Mr. Barnard was headhunted by Kettle Foods founder Cameron Healy, who visited his former Norfolk Broads restaurant, Bennigan's.